I gotta walk. Got the chalk, got the draw. Outlines for these ladies, I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shot your days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a bright.
And we're back.
Sunday.
Whiskey Sick, episode 5. Cinco.
4.5.
We're back.
We're never going to drop episode 1.
Keep coming, too. We're going to keep coming, man.
We're never going to drop episode 1. The Phantom.
Well, hold on to episode 1. Yeah. You'll notice if you go on the iTunes, you find us on iTunes, you'll notice episode 1's missing. It's for good reason. It sucked.
The original episode.
The original, the OG episode with buzzing and all kinds of crazy shit going on in the background.
Amateur hour.
Yeah, shit sounded like doo-doo butter.
But anyways, we're back. We try to do this every Sunday.
Yep, we got an eventful week. Got a lot of shit to go over. A lot of goings-ons in the world to discuss. I think we'll start the show off right, discussing and getting into the day in the life of Whiskey, a.k.a. Pisky Whiskey. He had a rough week. He was on the run for a couple days.
It never fails. I don't know if anyone of you guys... Well, everyone has a cell phone, but it has that alert.
And this fool can't shit.
Yeah. It has the alert function wherever there's like a...
Literally can't take a poop.
Amber alert or something like that. Shit goes...
Pushes.
Goes off, right?
But no doo-doo comes out.
I know. So anyways, I'm sure everyone's aware they got probably one on what...
Shoved up his ass.
Friday night?
To help him shit.
You gonna shut the fuck up? Let me talk.
What's going on?
Remember Friday night? Everyone got the alert? The fucking Amber alert thing?
Yeah.
So, you know, the Amber alert buzz goes off on everyone's fucking phone.
Still can't shit.
I just did, downstairs.
Oh, was that the number one? Was that it?
Yeah.
That broke the spell?
Yeah.
You just broke the spell right now? Right before the show?
Feeling good.
Oh, shit.
Feeling good.
Literally. Oh, shit.
So, right after the alarm goes off, I get a text message from my partner in crime over here asking me if I'm in San Francisco.
Like, as it's going off.
Yeah. Asking if I'm in San Francisco.
I'm screenshotting that shit live, real time.
And
sending that shit.
Being the quick on the draw person that I am, I immediately text it back and say, no, I am actually in San Francisco. I'm trying out a new car, a gold Toyota. I think it's a Camry or Corolla or something like that, which happens to be the same vehicle.
Basically, there's an Amber alert, and all eyes immediately go to this motherfucker, Whiskey. And we need to know his whereabouts ASAP. We need him to drop a pin wherever the fuck he's at on his iPhone. We need to verify these locations. And it's all eyes, all points bulletin for Whiskey. Now, the vehicle didn't match, which kind of helped you a little bit. But it don't mean shit. It don't mean you don't got a hot one.
You're like my fucking parole officer. Like, I got to check
you in. Have been having car trouble, so this is what I was thinking. You say your car's been in and out of the shop lately, so I was like, you ditched that shit. Now you're in this gold, what car was it?
The gold Corolla.
Gold Corolla.
Test driving a new car, man. Happen to have a kid in it. Anything wrong with that?
We're just trying to get verification. We're just trying to cover all bases here.
I like my PO, man. I got to check in with you every time something's going on.
That shit. Those fucking Amber Alert things are loud as fuck.
Yeah,
you actually can't shut them off.
I actually turned mine off.
Two came in. They were like back to back. Like they were really looking for you.
I turned mine off, but my girl's phone was blowing up.
You can't turn them off.
Mine fucking doesn't.
That shit just keeps going.
No, there's an option. You can turn that shit off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I couldn't shut my shit up.
I got tired of it because over the last couple of years.
Dog whistle was so loud.
Yeah, every time one goes off, I get like 14 texts like, oh, so you got a new car.
I was just asking if you were in, where the fuck were?
San Francisco.
It was insane. Why the fuck are we getting Amber Alerts from San Francisco?
I don't know, man. Maybe the guy drives fast.
If y'all don't know, we come from Dago Beach, California. Sandy, Lego on my motherfucking ego, you bitch. Beautiful sunny San Diego. And we're getting Amber Alerts from San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess it's a 10-hour heads up, man.
I was just trying to find out if maybe you had skipped out of town, went on a little solo vacay.
A little incognito vacay.
San Francisco would make sense for you. Suspicious-ass motherfucker. So then we find out all this stress of all of California looking for this motherfucker. He can't poop.
First time in my life.
You straight constipated?
First time in my life, yes.
How long were you constipated?
2 days.
2 days? That ain't constipated.
It is when you have to shit.
Holler at me when you're at a week, homie. You ain't hit 7 days and ain't constipated. Hell yeah, man. I was like six. They had to shove a pill up my ass in my bathroom floor. I had to fucking diaper change position.
You were six hold in
my
diapers.
Fucking, yo, I had to hold my fucking knees on my back.
You were six.
I was like six or seven.
Who did this to you?
Oh, my mom.
You were six.
No, for real. I was like six or seven. I was constipated as fuck, homie. I couldn't poop for like a week. So we went and they fucking little CVS nurse told us, shove this up his pooper. And my mom shoved that shit up my pooper. But I kept squeezing it out. It's hard to keep that shit in there. But eventually it stayed in. And I, you know, pulled up my pantaloons, my trousers, and I fucking hopped on my bike and started cruising around. I got a couple blocks down, had the haul ass back, homie. Like, it was almost instant. I got back, and I fucking ran in there, and I blew that shit up.
You didn't do it like Smokey and just pull over in the bushes?
I almost had to, homie.
Steal a newspaper?
Yeah, I almost had to. There's been a couple times in my life where I've almost shat myself, where I was pretty certain I just came to grips with the reality that I was going to poo myself. And I've managed to scave off those shits.
So theoretically, if this would have took a couple more days and I would have came in here on, say, day five, day six, would you
have gone You'd have been bloated and in pain and all sorts of stuff.
Would you have gone to CVS to me and if I lay down on the bathroom floor?
And shoved the fucking pill up your ass?
Yeah, would you?
If you shave first.
Okay.
You trim up that butt hair. I know you got a fucking... You got a fucking, like...
Some ass hair up in there?
You got, like, a jungle in there, huh?
A little bit.
Fucking...
I mean, I'm not going to buy you a Starbucks unicorn drink first.
Last shit's toilet paper. Your last shit's dingleberries in there and shit.
So you do it.
You pull out the ass napkin, too?
Yeah.
I'll take that out.
You go in there?
Can't go in there with an ass napkin in place.
Would you look me in the eye when you did it, though?
Might have to use an ass napkin to, like, cork it after we got the pill up there. Something. I'm telling you, the hardest part is keeping the little thing up there. So now you can just take a fucking drink. But
did she go
I know you
finger,
would still choose to
go
with the fucking
finger
pill.
Did she go in there? Was like the finger up in there?
I don't remember, homie. This shit was like 1989.
Did you clench? Like her finger?
Yeah, fuck
cut?
Yeah.
Her finger got
yeah,
cut?
Yeah, like a fucking snapping turtle.
Oof, so that's where it started, huh?
So you finally shit right now, yeah. Right before the show. What happened?
I just had to go, man. Oh, apple cider vinegar, some coffee.
2 fucking days does not constitute being constipated. Just doesn't.
I don't know, man. That shit was not pleasant.
Basically, you were being a fucking drama queen. A little bitch-ass Mark. Mark-ass Buster. Fucking constipated. Can't poop for 2 days.
I'm kind of impressed, though, that you would actually take the time to be a good homie and shove a pill up my ass.
I would do it. I would do it. You know?
Don't try to fucking...
I'd be filming that shit.
Yeah, well, you
for
always...
the show. We'd be putting that on a YouTube channel.
Remember when you filmed me throwing up?
Yep. This dude was throwing up black, like, literally shit. He was throwing up poop. It was crazy. I'm going to find that video. I know I got it on this computer somewhere. We might have to post that.
And before I go to throw up, he's like, hold it for 1 second. And I'm like, what? He fucking busts in the bathroom, kicks the fucking door open. He's got, like, one leg on the wall. He's got the other fucking phone above me. And he's like, okay, go.
Tripod it.
Okay, go. And I'm like...
Human tripod to get that footage.
Okay.
Breaking news.
It's really happening right now.
Yeah.
It was black. It was pretty nasty. That was a time where literally I couldn't go 15 minutes without throwing up or shitting myself.
Jesus.
For like a good 6 hours.
Well, you pooped.
I feel great now.
So, you're out of danger. You're out of the woods now. Congratulations, Whiskey.
Thanks.
On another successful week.
Thanks.
Another... So that was another day in the life of Whiskey, brought to you by Bud Light Peacherita. We're sipping on them.
It's actually pretty nice for a nice hot day today.
Bud Light Ritas are the official sponsor of the Whiskey Sick podcast.
They're small, but they pack a good punch.
They dank. They're 8%. They fuck you up. They ain't really sponsoring us, but like LeVar Ball, I'm going to wish it into existence. Just keep saying it until it happens.
They make those apple ones anymore?
Apple Ritas, those are the best. The best ones are apple Rita and watermelon. You ever tried a watermelon?
No.
Game changer. That might be number one. It's hard to beat the apple Ritas. These are tasty though. These are nice. These are mellow. We got the peach Ritas today, so we're gonna be sipping on that, getting twitted up. We got a full thing. We're going to get right in the fight talk. I'm going to start off. I know you ain't fuck with boxing, but this is a full spectrum fight talk show on top of all the bullshitting we do. We cover all this shit. There were several boxing matches this weekend. Gervonta Davis, Mayweather's protege, beat the living fucking brakes off of some poor white dude from England named Liam Walsh. Took him 3 rounds to smash him out. The fight everyone wants to see is him versus Lomachenko, but you don't want that action, boss. Gervonta Davis, you don't want that action, boss.
Isn't Lomachenko supposed to be
he's
like
the baddest motherfucker to ever fucking lived.
Yeah.
He's 349-1 in amateur boxing. He's had the greatest, and he won 2 gold medals in the Olympics. Went pro because you can't be a pro boxer and compete in the Olympics. Went pro and demanded a title fight in his first pro fight. Couldn't get that sanctioned, so he got a title fight in his second pro fight. He didn't win it. It was close. He almost won it at the end. I don't know what the fuck happened. If he fought that dude, Salido, again, he'd beat his ass. But since then, he's gone on a tear. He has like 2 or 3 belts now. He won a belt on his third fight. He's a fucking monster. This dude, Gervonta Davis, is a little monster, too. They call him Little Mike Tyson. He ain't that, but I see where you're going with that bullshit. The big story of that was Mayweather, always one to be all up in the videos, always trying to steal some shine. You crushing on Lomachenko over there, huh? I see you. The monster.
Looks like a mean motherfucker.
With this motherfucker, Mayweather. Pops up into the fucking ring with homeboy when he's giving his post-fight conference.
Did he cut him off?
Basically. They ask him, what do you think they asked him?
When are you going to fight Conor McGregor?
Yep. And he said he was going to have this kid, Gervonta Davis, on the undercard. And that it was pretty much, he felt it was going to happen. As we know, did you see
what a cocksucker.
Did you see what McGregor posted today on Instagram?
Yeah, but what a cocksucker. Jump up in your boy's fucking time to shine.
He's got to be all up in the video. He's got to be that puffy. Floyd Puffy Mayweather.
What did McGregor post?
You didn't see this shit?
No. See what we got here.
Here we go. It's a picture of him doing some work, and he says, want to read that? The caption, motherfucker.
Basically, just calling for shit.
He says, solid work today. Sign your hand, Floyd, or just a mouth. So, earlier in the week, he signed with an agreement with the UFC, Conor, to allow him to do this shit. And now he's saying that there's a contract in place and he signed it. And Mayweather was pretty, he sounded pretty convincing that this shit's going to go down. I can't wait to fucking see it. The fight's going to suck ass. But everything leading up to it is going to be fucking great.
That might be the best shit talking.
It's just going to be fantastic. That's what we're getting this for. All you motherfuckers say, the fights. We know the fight's going to suck.
I just want to watch that Showtime.
I just want to see the buildup. I want to see the motherfucking spectacle of the whole thing. I want to see the press conference. I want to see all that shit. And then I want to see after Conor gets his ass whooped for 12 rounds, because Floyd ain't knocking nobody out. He ain't knocking you out. After all that shit, he says, I came to your world and fought you. Now you come to my world and fight me and watch that motherfucker just melt into the fucking ring. He gonna fucking, nah, this is a stuttering Stanley-ass motherfucker real quick. That's the play, homie. I'm telling you right now, that's the play. Win-win situation for Conor.
Not a chance McGregor fucking.
Because in a real fight, in anything other than a punching contest, in a real fight.
There's not a chance McGregor lures him in MMA.
He smashes Floyd. He ends Floyd within 30 seconds.
He won't do it because Floyd knows that he will get his ass.
Right.
Beat.
That's never going to happen. But that's the play you make if you're Conor McGregor. I'm calling it now. That's what he's going to say. You come to my fucking world.
What are the odds that, I mean, obviously there's no chance McGregor. Well, there's always one chance. It's like one in a million.
That's another reason why we watch it.
Yeah, it's that one in a million shot.
The 0.01% chance that McGregor Conor. He doesn't even got to knock him out.
Buckles his fucking knees and drop him. Yeah.
And makes you clinch your booty hole. Yeah. The starfish. Close it up real quick. That's what you want. And if he does knock him out, that's the craziest
just take that money
thing I will ever have seen in the world of sports. There, nothing would top that. The world might just fucking spontaneously combust. We all die all at one moment. That's why you watch this motherfucking fight. And it's going to happen. And the one basic reason why it's going to happen, I've been saying it's going to happen, is it's too much money not to happen. Why the fuck wouldn't you? Why would Mayweather risk 50-0? You imagine this motherfucker goes 49-1.
And the one
loss is to Conor McGregor, an MMA fighter, after all the legends he's beat? Fuck, man.
Conor McGregor just gets a crown.
That's why we're going to watch this shit. So,
what would you do if McGregor, you know, say he's just getting pieced up the whole time, you know?
He's going to get pieced up. So, no, he's going to be way too slow. He's not going to land much.
But say he gets pieced up most of the fight, and then he just fucking blaps him with a leg kick. Gets DQ'd.
That'd be crazy.
Gets DQ'd, just but just a McGregor. Fucking
snap kick to the face.
Yeah, McGregor's fucking on
the side kick.
Yeah, he just blops him.
Fuck,
and then
it would be great.
Mayweather's laying on the ground half dead.
He's just gonna. I just hope he's talking mad shit in there, even if he's getting his ass beat, homie. Be a Diaz brother. Even when you're getting your ass kicked, just keep fucking talking that shit. Get him to overextend a little bit and fucking catch him slipping. You gotta make it dirty. You gotta make it ugly. You gotta use that fucking MMA clinch up against the ropes and shit. Throw them inside knees.
So much money in this fight.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah. That's why this shit's gonna go down.
What's McGregor gonna get, like 75?
I wouldn't have settled for anything less than a hundo, but I think when it's all said and done, he'll be around a hundo.
$100 million.
Yeah. Well, you think even if he got like... I was hearing some people talk about it. Even if he got like a, I forget who was where I heard this shit, but if he got 20% of like $700 million gross a fight, you know, that's still around $75 million for him.
Can you imagine $100 million?
If he had to split 40% of the purse with, and then 50% of that with the UFC would give him 20. Don't check my math.
You know how long it would take Richard the Retard to make $100 million?
Oh, on the corner?
Yeah.
Pretending to be retarded?
Yeah, like 1,000 years.
Shit, dude. Yeah, he's going to be there for a while. But he'll get there way quicker than us. You know? Way quicker than you and me.
That shit's going to
be...
We
need like 75 lifetimes to get that shit.
$100 on pay-per-view, huh?
You hit that reset button on that million times. So we got that. That shit's dope.
Good to see that finally happening.
Yep, gonna be dope. A little bit of MMA news. No fights this weekend, but officially, everyone's on the trying to find Michael Bisping. He's disappeared.
Rory fought.
Rory fought, but this fool, Michael Bisping. GSP said he's not gonna fight till October. So Dana White said, "Fuck all that bullshit. He'll fight Romero. Bisping will fight Romero."
And just phantom knee pull.
Yep. Then all of a sudden, our man Bisping said, well, I've had a knee injury anyway, so October sounds great to me now. When he was demanding July. He was demanding July. Now all of a sudden, he's gone into hiding.
You want to fight that fucking Cuban?
He's in the hills of Afghanistan somewhere.
You want to fight that Cuban fucking...
Fuck no, you don't want to. Have you seen him too? USADA needs to walk up in there.
He is USADA.
So you know what they're going to do? They're going to do a interim title between Yoel Romero and Whitaker, who just beat Jacare. Whitaker, you are my motherfucking hero, man. You go in back-to-back fights and fight Jacare and Yoel Romero.
Yeah.
And if you pull this off, because his hands are slick, homie. This dude Whitaker is slick.
Killers.
If he can stay on his feet, if Yoel doesn't use his wrestling like he tends to not do sometimes, it's going to be crazy. But GSP, use a bitch. And Bisping, use a bitch too. Now Dana White saying that GSP's the only fight they're going to give him is against Woodley, which would jump in line in front of Maya, which I wouldn't be too mad at. But poor Maya is going to be hanging like our boy Chris Cornwell. Or what's his name?
Chris Cornell.
Cornell. My bad. Too soon. I'll edit that shit out. My bad, y'all. That's fucked up. Anyways, moving right along. After that shit, we got...
You want to talk about your boy with the semen problem?
Semen problem?
Mr. Cromartie.
Oh, we're going to get right into that?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Well, we were planning to bring up a Charger theme, a San Diego theme today.
Since he was
we
got
to get into some shit. Yep, so that goes the wrong way. But let's get into the story of the Chargers, and then we'll segue nicely into our man, Mr. Antonio Cromartie. Fucking super semen himself. I mean,
can't even sneeze on a motherfucker and that guy gets you pregnant.
Yeah. Oof. These babies are going to be monsters.
It's like Yoel Romero sperm.
Yeah. God damn. So there was an E60 for the greatest bust of all time in the entire world of sports, which was Ryan Leaf, who was taken number 2 overall in the 97-98 draft. 98 draft.
Was it 98?
It was 1998 because that's the year Peyton Manning came. Yeah. Peyton Manning went number 1 and this fool Ryan Leaf went number 2. Ryan Leaf was dope.
Tell Junior Seau, but he was crazy.
Well, he was crazy. So if you watch this E60, you'll find out that even growing up in high school and shit, he was just narcissistic fuckwad that nobody liked. And he was just he was just crazy. He was a piece of shit. And he even tells you all this. And so the Chargers, at that time, were in a transition. Rodney Harrison was there. This was right after their Super Bowl appearance, about 2 years after their Super Bowl appearance. Humphries was no longer there.
Yeah, Humphries had like 11 too many concussions.
Yeah. that knockout against San Francisco in 96 was probably the last straw for our boy, Mr. Humphries. So we have this guy, Ryan Leaf, come in here. By the way, I must throw this out. I'm not a fucking Chargers fan. I'm a Dago fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Now let's get back to this bullshit.
But I do have a picture of you wearing a Chargers jersey.
So this guy gets drafted. He tears it up in the preseason. I don't know if you remember that. This guy looks like a killer in the preseason, Ryan Leaf. Comes out. I don't know if you remember his rookie season. They started 2-0. Then the third game of the season, they played the Kansas City Chiefs. Ryan Leaf, it was a rainy night. Ryan Leaf completes his first pass for 4 yards. Nice little out pass just to get him going. Everything's going well. That was the last pass he completed for the whole game. He went 1 for 15 with 4 yards, 3 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. And that was it. Homeboy, fucking, that was the day that he got interviewed in the locker room and he blew up on the reporter and Junior Seau, RIP, my homie, Oceanside.
Beat the bricks off that motherfucker.
Well, he pulled him aside. I don't remember him beating the shit out of him, but
no,
you see him.
A video of him beating the...
That same day?
I don't know. It might have been
I don't
right
think
afterwards.
It was that same day. It was that was a little touchy back then. So they pull him out of there. Anyways, this motherfucker spirals out of control. Within 2 years, he's released by the fucking Chargers. He bounces around. He even ends up with my D-boys. For a little while, we get rid of him. Within 4 years, homeboy's gone. He's out of the fucking league. He ends up going and having some crazy ass fits with drugs. Chargers life goes on, kinda. They were 1-15 1 year with Ryan Leaf. Actually, the second year with Ryan Leaf, and they go on and just have a futile existence.
We almost had it that one time though, but we choked against the Patriots.
They had the Patriots 14-2. In the. AFC Championship game, got that ass beat. You had a year where you were monsters. Had a first round bye. You were 14-2, and you lost to the Jets, I believe.
Patriots.
Was that year?
We lost to the Jets from a kick.
From
Nate Kading.
From Nate Kading, he hooked one against the Jets.
Then we lost to the Patriots and we went 14-2 with Marty Ball.
That was Marty's last year.
And then we beat the Colts and we went to the championship game and got smoked.
Right.
That's when your boy LT.
LT sat on the bench.
Yeah, and then they made the starter figure.
Just sat there.
Him, sitting on the bench.
Yeah, now his little figure is, what were those fucking things called?
Starter, weren't they?
Yeah, they were little figurines. They were something else, though. But they just, now they got Ryan Leaf, and Philip Rivers, they've had good seasons, but never been able to get anything really going. Kind of like the Cowboys. I compare Philip Rivers to Tony Romo. I think they've won in the same, except Philip Rivers won like one or two more playoff games. Other than that, they're pretty much the same dude. Really dope in the preseason, really dope careers, crazy numbers, but just not that dude. So that brings us to the 2016 season. The last year of the San Diego Chargers. They now defunct San Diego Chargers have moved on. They've been moved to
They might even
LA.
Sell out a game, though.
And what's so ironic about the Chargers and their entire existence in San Diego is that their final season of 2016 Won't be remembered for a dope team. Won't be remembered for a good record. Won't be remembered for really anything football related. What it will be remembered for is our homeboy at Elite Security. Down on the sidelines. One of the best seats you could have for the game.
Beating his dick.
And he's beating his dick through his pants.
Yep, to the cheerleader.
To the fucking cheerleaders, I mean, who are about 15, 10 feet away.
Yeah, 10, 15 feet away.
And they don't even know. He's tugging. Homeboy's tugging. And of course, this is 2017. Every motherfucker in the world has a camera on him at all times.
Shout out to the person that caught him.
That wasn't fucked up enough to not capture this on video. Homeboy tugging his load. We've never been able to confirm where that load went. Did it go down his leg into his socks? Did he kind of cup it in the fucking pant pocket?
It's probably in his fucking...
Did it just bust all over his fucking whitey tighties?
Probably inside of his pants.
Just sitting there, gooey for the rest of the day?
When he turned his shit in when they fired him, it's probably still in there.
Fucking instantly. They didn't even find this shit till the next day. I would have been in hiding. I'd have been in Mexico. I'd have been in TJ.
Luckily, it wasn't a Cromartie sperm.
Imagine if you're that dude's homeboy. And you're chilling and you're at work fucking off, maybe taking a shit. You're browsing through Instagram.
You see your boy.
And you see your homie.
Beating his dick.
First of all, he works at Elite Security, so you're already fucking... You're already embarrassed already. Then, too, on top of working at Elite Security, you think you just want to blend in and kind of disappear? Not be seen? Homeboy's got to tug his dick through his fucking pants.
In front of 30,000 people?
Some 7th grade fucking dance shit. That's what I did at my 7th grade dance. I stood in the corner and I fucking tugged my dick through my fucking pants. That shit was a long fucking time ago. You can't hold on to that fucking load till you got home.
Can't put that
or to the bathroom. At halftime, homie. Go at halftime.
Can't put that in the spank bank. You just got to go for it right away.
I mean, you imagine how evil that seed was that he had to get it out right then and there.
How would you feel if you're the cheerleader that realizing some dude was out there?
Are you flattered?
I'd be creeped the fuck out, man.
Creeped out?
Yeah.
Homie couldn't wait to jerk off to you.
Yeah, but
and that's not a fucking compliment to you? I don't know. I'd have been batting my eyelashes at homeboy. I'd have been egging him on.
Blowing kisses to him? Take it out.
Yeah, you talk him into actually pulling it out.
With the luck homeboy was having, he'd probably get it caught in the zipper.
Little ass dick. All up in the fucking video.
Oh, man.
So the irony is...
That was the last great highlight.
The greatest highlight of the San Diego Chargers last season in San Diego was the Elite Security guard that beat his dick on the sidelines. Fuck.
Yeah.
Which brings us to a Hall of Fame nutbuster.
Yep.
First ballot...
Former San Diego Charger.
The Michael Jordan of this shit. Former Charger. Former Jet. I don't know where the fuck he is now. Antonio Cromartie.
Hall of Famer at Planned Parenthood.
My man. He's having his 14th kid. Yeah. With like 7-8 different women.
All pro, anti-pullout. Man of the year.
I think he was pulling out too. But here's the kicker about this. Homie had a vasectomy. After, like, his 11th kid.
11.
And he proceeds to go about his fucking business, and he has twins. After his vasectomy, he has twins. Now, I'm suing motherfuckers at this point.
Yeah, I'm fine.
If a motherfucker can sue Starbucks for the unicorn drink making him gay, Antonio Cromartie can sue the doctor that gave him the vasectomy, and he still had twins. Flash forward to right now. He has another kid on the way. He's having 3 kids after a vasectomy. His 3rd. His 6th with his wife.
Where do you get this
his
shit?
His current wife.
Where do you get this shit done? In the locker room?
What the, I mean, in TJ? Juarez? Where the fuck's he at right now?
I don't know, man. But I'd be pissed.
Fucking had his homie do it in the bathroom? Yo, Wietzki. You hook homie up? Give me a little snip snip real quick.
Come on in. We don't even fucking disinfect. I got some tweezers and a rubber band. What do you need?
Some like 1860 vasectomy or some shit.
How much money do you think that motherfucker's got to pay?
His kids have a birthday every month of the year.
He just buys a gang of gifts.
He's famous for being on Hard Knocks, that show about that follows the football team in the preseason. He's famous for not being able to name all his kids. And since then, he's had three more.
You name them all the same name.
He's made some money in the NFL, but that shit's got to be gone, man. They stick it to your ass in child support.
When they do broke for...
He's got to be broke. What the fuck is he going to do after this shit? I don't even know if he's signed right now.
When they do 30 for 30 broke part two, he's definitely got to be on it. Because he figured
is
that
he beating Vin Baker? You know Vin Baker?
No.
He was a NBA player. Basketball player? Made like $120 million over his career. Now he works at Starbucks.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Really? I think he's like a manager. I'll give him that. I think he's like a shift supervisor. But he blew that shit, all of it, and now he works on some Tyson shit. This dude is, you know, hopefully our man Cromartie has some other plans and other talents outside of football, and he's invested wisely in his money.
Like what? Opening
that's a
up
lot. Can you imagine?
This dude's got a parenthood or what?
This dude's got to feed a little league team every day, three times a day. How do you do that?
At least I don't have to worry about hand-me-downs. Cycle through all the clothes.
How do you feed them though? How many cans of SpaghettiOs you got to buy? Because that's all you're getting. If I have 14 fucking kids, I can't afford this shit.
You know he's in the locker room.
I'm getting that 10 for 10 Ralph special on fucking Chef Boyardee.
You know he's in the locker room stealing all the shit from, you know how they have food before the games and after the games? You know he's in there putting that shit in his pockets.
The little craft services. Yeah. He's out there taking all the crackers and shit.
Putting down his legs.
He's at Soup Plantation taking to-go boxes and shit, filling up purses. God damn. Stealing the condiments at Costco.
He does. He probably takes his kid to Costco to eat.
That's the cheapest way to eat is to go to Costco.
Just go run around.
Eating chicken bakes and fucking hot dogs every day.
Who wants dessert?
Fucking $1.50. Eat your hearts out, kids. Grub up.
Oh, man.
Damn.
God, that's a lot of fucking kids.
It's a lot of fucking kids, man.
How many of them kids have the same mom?
Six of them.
Jesus Christ.
Six of them. I think there's... yeah,
and you got to pay his alimony
current,
and shit.
Yeah, his current wife is having... This is going to be their sixth. So he had the twins and this one and three before that. Oh, she's loving life. She's on Instagram announcing this shit like it's a motherfucker. I didn't see our man Cromartie saying shit. He wasn't posting no shit.
There's a picture of him with his head and his fucking hands on his like lap. Like,
again? Homie, pull the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yo. I ain't the...
At this rate, just practice abstinence, bro.
I ain't the Rico Suave of all time, but I'm batting 1,000 in my career. It's never failed me. This dude...
He's batting $129, man. He's not even the fucking... He's in rookie ball.
Even if you had a vasectomy, wouldn't you at this point just still be wearing a rubber? I mean, wouldn't you? I'm not taking no fucking chances.
I'd be afraid to hug a chick.
Or... Just start fucking her in the ass. If you got to bust inside that badly, just start smashing her in the booty. But with his luck, she'd still get pregnant.
Start a new trend. He'd be like,
this shit's crazy. This shit's out of goddamn control, man. I don't know whether to congratulate homie.
Or tell him to put a gun in his mouth.
I'll give him the sign of the cross. I don't know what the fuck to do.
He's going to end up like Aaron Hernandez, man. He's going to just fucking hang himself one day.
Hopefully, you know, he figures it out, man.
He's only 33.
Yeah, he's our age and he's got 14 fucking kids, man.
He's got 10 more years to go. Jesus. This motherfucker is going to have 27 kids by the time
he's trying to try to have a kid for every year he's been alive. He's getting halfway there. You know?
He's going to be that creepy 70-year-old dude that's got like fucking 47 kids. The first kid's 44.
He's going to be 33 with like 18 kids.
Yeah, you know? His kids range from like fucking 52 to like 11.
Damn.
Do you think it's genetic? Do you think all his kids are going to have more kids? Like the Cromarties are going to take over the world?
What's the betting line in Vegas that he has another one? And do we put money on it?
No, I didn't put money on that.
We don't put money on that?
No, you know he's going to have another kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking that, you know, the odds would be pretty good for us.
Yeah.
I'll drop a hundo on that shit. Would I have to wait another 9 months?
Just wait and say, man.
Collect.
Get him drunk.
Fuck.
Just come inside, man. That's okay.
You don't got to, man. That's the thing.
He's got to shake her hand. Boom.
That's it, man. Just looks at you when you get pregnant.
Yeah. She's doing his laundry.
Ladies, run.
She's doing his laundry, tests his chonies. Boom. Pregnant.
Because if you get in now, there ain't going to be nothing left for the kids you're going to have with the motherfucker. There ain't that much going around. Okay. Fucking good luck to you, homie.
How big are his loads, do you think?
Like almost drowning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Having to fucking like throw the lifesaver in every time.
Half a fucking water bottle
and
or what?
Jump in. Some loads, homie. Busting loads.
Well, speaking of wiener activity,
let's hold on to that. We're gonna do our patent save. We need a save. Okay. We need a save, dude. Okay. We've lost an episode. You've been listening, and we refuse to do another. So hold on 1 second. And we're back.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just got, hey, yo, what's up with your Rita situation?
Probably need a refill.
Go grab one of them shits.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go grab I need a Rita refill. This shit's got mad sugar. We're gonna be being diabetics after this shit. Are we going into Anthony Weiner after that?
Well, yeah, we just went from one Weiner to another.
Okay, right? Makes sense. It's a good segue. Whiskey's back. Almost ended up doing this shit without him. Thought he was gonna flake again. Thought he was still in hiding. But I guess the heat was off, so he decided to come back. Homie couldn't shit. But he's shitting now. So, the earth is back on its normal rotation. And here we are. We're about to talk about a motherfucker named Anthony Weiner. Blessed with one of the greatest last names you could possibly have. You grabbed two, right? Oh, there you go.
We got applesauce?
Yeah. Applesauce on pancakes, son. Ooh. That's how you do that. Oh, fucking applesauce, son.
I ain't had applesauce in a minute.
So we can get in this Anthony Weiner shit. You seem to be the expert on Anthony Weiner. I don't know why you're drawn to this character.
Because he's the fucking classic fuck-up of all fuck-ups.
Does he remind you a little bit of yourself?
Nah.
That's what I kind of have been thinking. I've been trying to psychoanalyze you a little bit and your obsession with this dude, Anthony Weiner.
Nah, I just have a...
Who is Anthony Weiner?
Anthony Weiner is a congressman, I think, from New York, who...
damn near became the mayor, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a habitual fuck-up, yep. Essentially. He,
He's sipping that moron juice.
Yeah.
Heavy.
I think, what, like...
Faded. Gone.
Maybe like 8 or 10
Zipped
years,
up off that moron juice.
He got caught for, I don't know if he's buying hookers or cheating on his wife or something.
Homie's got a hoe addiction.
Yeah. And then somehow he skated on that.
Nasty ass man.
And then he came back into politics, man. Everyone fucking gave him another chance.
They forgave him.
And then...
His wife forgave him. His wife was the campaign manager for Hillary
Clinton.
Bitch ass Clinton.
Yeah. And then they were doing this documentary, I think is on HBO or some
ass
shit.
Bitch.
And they're doing like the day in the life of Anthony Weiner and shit. And then all of a sudden this motherfucker gets caught again.
Yeah, he was doing this time. He got caught up real bad, though.
Yeah, so this is the third time.
He's normally fucking bitches and then, like, sexting his wiener to him and shit. And then these girls are like, yo, fuck this dude. I got no allegiances to that dude.
So this time he crossed the line.
Yeah, he did some shit. Well, he was sending that text messages. Was that him and his chonies to this underage girl?
Yeah.
Was it that one?
Yeah.
So his homie's chilling on the couch Sunday afternoon. Just chonies.
Next to his daughter.
No chonklas. Just chonies. And his daughter?
Yeah, he's sitting next to
his
daughter.
He had a little kid on his lap while he's in his chonchones and taking pictures, Snapchatting himself or some shit. I don't know. Sending text messages and whatnot to some chick who ends up being...
15.
15. God damn. 15?
Yeah.
God damn. I was thinking like... I was hoping it was like 17 and 10 months. It was like a technicality. He wasn't even close.
You're a government motherfucker. You know what they can do to you if you're a pedophile.
And they know who you are now.
Yeah.
So as soon as this little 15-year-old girl, who's a goddamn genius, she realized who this motherfucker was.
You know what I hear? Ching ching.
Ching ching, motherfucker. Ching ching.
That's some Mayweather money right there.
That's a hustle.
Yeah.
Hustling. You can't teach that shit in high school.
No.
Where she learned that shit from?
Strip club. That strip club hustle.
These kids are growing up so fast. This bitch fucking extorted the fucking almost mayor of New York because he was going to be the mayor of New York. But he fucked it up.
Shout out to
her. The only thing his fucking homies were telling him, his fellow, I don't know, Republicans, Democrats, whatever the fuck they were, it was the only thing that can trip this up now is if you start sending wiener pics to underage chicks. I think we're in the clear because that's kind of crazy. Wrong. Wrong. Homie starts sending wiener pics to a 15-year-old girl.
And
the one thing he couldn't do.
And his name's Wiener.
And his name's Wiener. And it's just fucking...
asshole.
Another ironic twist. It's just been a theme today.
And his wife finally decided to leave him.
Finally. But I've read some shit that she's coming back.
She's stupid if she does.
You gotta be the dumbest. How could you be that high in the political game and be so goddamn stupid? How do you get there? All these people got problems, man.
They think they're invincible, man.
These motherfuckers can read books and memorize shit and get through college and just have no street smarts and no common sense at all still.
I just don't get it how people like that high up in the government can do...
Hey, she's not bad looking either. Have you seen that chick?
She's 15, bro.
No, not her. And that's why we think you went to San Francisco, motherfucker. It's shit like that.
Oh, his wife?
I'm talking about his wife, motherfucker, not her.
Yeah, she's hot.
He says you talking about your wife, his wife, the 15-year-old? What's wrong with you? You know this is recording, right?
It was funny.
Jesus.
So anyways.
But you did, that wasn't even a joke, though.
No, I really wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying, to be honest with you.
So what's the news on him now? He's going to jail?
How would you not?
I mean...
probably not for long, though, because who's that dude?
Is that technically child porn if you're sending your dick to him?
I don't know. It's still got to be wrong, dude.
Because you're not technically possessing child porn. You're just possessing adult porn, which is your dick.
Was it like attempted pedophilia or something?
Attempted, yeah.
But the thing is, these dudes never get in trouble. Like,
what
that.
The fuck? Why hasn't Chris Hansen got involved?
Maybe he's one of them.
Could you imagine that episode of To Catch a Power of
Mr.
Predator?
Wiener, sit down. We need to
that
have a
shit's
talk.
Breaking this, records,
Mr.
homie.
Mr. Wiener, is this your Wiener?
The Wiener episode? The Wiener episode? Have a seat. Take a seat.
Is this your Wiener, Mr. Wiener?
What are those in your pocket? Damn.
But these guys never seem to get punished. That dude that
no,
was
he's
going to
skate free, man.
No, the dude that was the Speaker of the House was a pedophile. Yeah. And then,
are you doing? Is this that Alex Jones shit you're getting into right now?
No, but you could get into shit? That. We could go deep into that.
If that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, call Eddie
the whole Democratic Party's fucking kids.
Let's do this.
Ordering pizzas.
But you got that
little
man.
Child toppings.
And you got them fools. Well, Sandusky got fucked.
Literally.
Or he did the fucking one or the other.
No, he did. He did him. He did it, and now he's getting fucked. Yeah, and the homie's getting. Viciously face fucked wherever the fuck he is.
You just gotta be a fucking moron.
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this episode.
Why? Because it's mostly dick and semen talk.
Yeah, and it's she hates when I cuss.
I'm sorry, mom. You know I listened to our last episode. And you cuss a lot.
I give that disclaimer.
Yeah, there's a lot of cussing.
Yep.
So anyway,
so that's Anthony Wiener for you. We're gonna get into some other shit now because I got some heat rocks to come throwing at you.
So do you want to love yourself?
Do I want?
You want to love yourself a little bit?
Love yourself? Is that yeah, because we got into... Okay, here. Yo, damn. Memorize this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a hoe. A dusty ass, miserable ass, good for nothing, can't make anybody happy because I'm so fucking fucked up in the head and so selfish that I can't reflect on my own... issues to change them, and nobody wants to fuck with me no more.
So what do you do?
I marry myself. A woman has married herself, and if you go, you can check it out on imarriedme.com. And I guess it's a whole fucking website now that's dedicated to motherfuckers marrying themselves. Miserable fucks. You are such pieces of shit and so selfish that they can't reflect in themselves and find the deep issues with themselves to change them, that they just completely give up and take the easy road out. And they marry them fucking selves.
I see a lot of holes in this.
There's a lot of holes in it. Number one, how do you think something, how do you become intimate with yourself enough to marry yourself? I guess the natural thing is you fuck yourself already, right? I fuck myself. Do you fuck yourself? You fuck yourself.
And if I had a bigger dick, I would fuck myself like that picture you sent
in your butt?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Where the guy fucked himself.
In his butt?
Remember the picture you sent me?
Yeah. You're saying that you would fuck yourself in the butt if you had a big dick?
Sure.
Fuck it. You'd like wrap it around and fuck yourself?
I'd try.
But you couldn't have a hard on. Because then you couldn't bend
it. Yeah. There's a hole in this story. I have to write that down.
You're just going to stuff it in there like a sock?
See, it was long enough. I never had a big dick.
Jesus Christ, man. So anyways, this lady's marrying herself. A roadmap to positivity. Our I Married Me kit has all the needs to create your own ceremony, including a self-wedding ring, vows. How do you read vows to yourself? And daily affirmation. Basically, this is...
Because you know the whole wedding ring, you want to make it nice and you want to spend...
This is some super positive shit. This is like so positive that you're not living in reality anymore. You think that being affirmative with yourself and giving yourself all this kind of encouragement is going to make all your problems go away instead of actually just sitting down and dealing with your problems.
But you know when you get a ring and you got to like spend a certain amount of months on salary and all that shit?
Yeah, fuck all that.
You know how much your ring is because you're marrying yourself.
These all positive mental states can also be enhanced by our affirmations. See?
Some cold shit.
We got a full kit and shit. Just contact these motherfuckers.
I married myself in a box. You get a wedding ring kit. $230.
You can get the wedding ring for $50, dog. Damn.
It looks like a keychain.
It looks like a fucking keychain. And this looks like a zip tie. what happens when you get divorced? Now what do you do?
That's what we should start, bro.
We're the divorce lawyers?
Yeah, to divorce yourself fucking in a box.
But then what's your other option after that? If you can't even marry you and be happy, who the fuck else can marry you and be happy?
That's what the zip tie is
for. So you're just going to be fucking miserable for the rest of your life.
That's what the zip tie is for.
Yo, this is a cop-out. You resort to this? You're just throwing in the towel, right?
There's a cart.
I'm such a piece of shit. Nobody fucks with me no more.
Is this even legal, though?
And that's different from somebody just wanting to be single and play the field and just doesn't want to get married. I'm not talking about you, motherfuckers. This person obviously wants to be married.
Yeah.
So their only option is, because they're such pieces of shit, they got to marry the goddamn selves.
So who...
Why don't you find somebody who can give you affirmation?
Okay, hey. What happens if you go somewhere and you gotta like have a plus one? Can I bring my wife?
Do you just have an empty seat? Is that what you're saying?
Can I bring my wife? Do you just sit in between the two seats?
Do you, when you go to the movies, you just set the popcorn on another seat and say, somebody's sitting here, motherfucker. You can't see him.
You thank yourself.
You buy him fucking birthday presents?
Well, yeah, come on your face.
Your birthday? Huh?
Yeah, come on your nose.
What happened?
Yeah, like.
Oh, it was Rita. Oh. Lick it off next time.
But seriously,
the fuck was
like,
I talking about?
Sit next to yourself with popcorn.
I mean, what do you? How do you do this?
How do you go on a double date?
This is crazy, man. We're gonna be divorce lawyers for people who are married to themselves.
What's your specialty? Self marriage.
I divide up all the dividends.
Well, that's the problem. I bet you this website has a idivorcedme.com, too. You know that.
They're playing both sides of the fence here.
Oh, yeah.
They were smart. They would be. Totally marry yourself. That's what it says. You should totally choose love.
So what happens if you get a handy by like a...
By your left hand instead of your right, so yeah. Now you're cheating?
Are you cheating?
That's crazy. There's a lot of things that need to be ironed out here. Maybe they have do they have questions? Can you submit questions?
Your stories. Go to your stories. I want to read this.
Do you want to see this shit? This shit's pathetic. For my birthday each year, I invite a group of my girlfriends to choose a nice spot for dinner. Special treat. This lady married herself? This other one? I thought there was just going to be one person.
It's easy to forget that if you don't...
Wedding box and a kit? wedding in a box kit? What is this shit? Yo, if you're listening to shit, go to imarriedme.com. You know, these motherfuckers.
When my kid had arrived, I got a glass of red.
It's official. I'm married.
I had a ceremony in private. I was moved to tears as I made the promises to myself. Thank you for sharing the love. This idea is truly a gift.
Yo, how did the taxes work? Do you get a tax break now? Does, like, the state?
So do you become transgender because you have to be Mr.?
Well, you would be a hermaphrodite. You would be both. That's some weird shit.
This is a
shit. Fail. Yeah, this is some crazy shit. Go to imarriedme.com. This shit's out of control. This new generation weird shit that's going on is getting too far. And it's recently taken even another crazy step to the fact that motherfuckers are wearing rompers. Yeah. Men are wearing rompers, and you might be asking yourself, you've probably seen all the memes and shit, but if you're one of the few, the first time I saw one of the memes, I asked myself, what the fuck is a romper?
I didn't really know what a romper was.
Yeah.
So it's like a jumpsuit?
It's like a onesie for that chicks wear. It's like a short sleeve shirt and shorts combo that chicks wear to like the beach and just sunny days and shit.
So essentially it's like overalls with... like a shirt thing.
It's a onesie.
What the fuck?
This dude's wearing a fucking onesie. A polka dot onesie. With his little fucking faux hawk and his fucking beard.
How'd you like to leg kick that guy? That,
isn't it weird how all these dudes look the exact same now? Like their thing is to like look like each other. And yeah, they're calling it the romp him, not the romper. Get it? Romp her. So it's the romp him.
He's got polka dots.
The Bromper public onesie jumpsuit. Damn. So it continues, man.
Offered in several pastel colors and prints.
Of course. V-necks, probably. You know these things are going to have V-necks. They're going to have the skinny shorts.
You can't get like a camo or like a pirate fucking
Yo,
one.
This shit's embarrassing. A pirate one. That, what, is that going to make it cool?
It's better than fucking pastel.
Fuck you mean,
color.
Dude? This shit looks like goddamn pajamas.
Is he wearing boat shoes?
They're wearing loafers, dog. They're wearing socks, sockless loafers. They ain't even wearing socks with these fucking jumpsuits.
What happens if you have to shit?
I wouldn't even model this shit if I was a model. This dude wearing this shit? Nah, homie. I'm turning this shit down.
What happens if you have to pee?
Fucking, I don't know, man.
You drop it down around your ankles? Be butt naked?
You got to take off your top. To take a piss. And you gotta get ass naked. You gotta be the little...
You gotta be the dude
at this urinal with your pants around your ankle. You gotta be that guy.
With the hand on the back of your butt cheek. Yeah. So your crack's not showing.
To take a shit, you gotta get completely naked.
Yo. The Mel Romper has enjoyed... like, what the fuck?
It's just getting worse. This
still got pink shoes.
Do you know who Russell Westbrook is?
No.
NBA?
No.
He plays for Oklahoma. Oh, he's going to be the MVP this year.
That's Cam Newton.
In the NBA. Is this Cam Newton?
Yes, at Coachella.
Damn, Cam Newton is wearing the romp-em at Coachella.
I'm sorry. You guys are all fucking retarded.
Oh, my God. If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, how do you fuck with this? And he's wearing pink shoes with it. He's wearing a romp-em. Yo, this was just a couple weeks ago. Russell Westbrook is known for wearing crazy shit. He would definitely be down for this shit. He should be the spokesman for rompums. But then, Cam Newton's rocking that shit. Homie was trying to get ahead of this trend.
You always like, remember when growing up and you had like your dad or your grandpa or whatever and they'd be like, the fuck are you kids wearing these days, you know, because we had baggy pants and shit.
Dude, I'd rather just wear onesie pajamas, dog.
Do you realize we're now at that age where we're making fun of people because they're wearing
This is a different ball game, though.
And deep V-necks and skinny jeans.
Basically, you know what this is? This is dudes that really, really want to be gay.
Or really want attention.
Which is nothing wrong with it. But they really, really want to be gay, but they just can't commit. They're just dipping their big toe into the fucking water.
Instead of just throwing the dick out.
Instead of just jumping in. They're fucking running up to waist high in the ocean. and letting the water just crash on them instead of just going in and jumping in and getting it over with. They're just flirting with being, they want to be gay. It's sad, really.
If you want to be it, just be it. Fuck it.
Just do it.
But don't.
It's cool. But don't go up there and titillate us with this. Be ambiguous with it. Nah, homie, you're gay. It's cool.
Own it.
Just jump right in, homie.
Dude, we were.
That's what this shit is all about. This is all about dudes who are too afraid to come out of the closet fully. So they just want you to start kind of like, they want you to warm up to the idea that they might be gay.
They
want to
dabble in it a little bit?
Yeah. But they don't want, they're not really fully down for the cause yet. Maybe they haven't quite admitted it to themselves yet.
I just don't understand this shit, man. Like, me and my chick, we were
I just
at,
broke it down for you.
No, me and my chick were at the mall the other day, and this fucking dude had white skinny jeans.
Yeah.
But they were down past his ass.
Yeah.
Man. And he had these high-ass boot things, and he looked like a fucking turd bird, and all I could think was, I can leg kick this dude and push him on the ground, he wouldn't be able to do a fucking thing.
What if he fucked your ass up, though?
He wouldn't. He wouldn't. He'd be so caught in his fucking pants. His fucking
collar ties you with his skinny
no,
jeans.
No, he had his fresh print.
You.
No, he had his fresh Prince fucking flat top
El
on
Cajon
and shit.
Mall.
No, I don't go there.
Some ratchet ass shit.
I don't know, man.
Rompums. So last week we were saying that we were gonna try to track down the unicorn.
Oh yeah.
The Starbucks. Hold up, I'm gonna go full circle with this, and we were gonna try to see if it turned us gay. We're going to put in some fail safes in case it actually happened. There would be some safeguards against that. But we found out that they no longer do that. It was only a 3-day special at Starbucks, so you can't get the unicorn frappuccino anymore. So now I think the challenge is,
can two of us wear a romper in the same room?
Since we can't do the unicorn drink,
record a podcast, and
do we order rompums? And not only wear rompums, we rock them in public. Do
chance.
We do it?
Not a fucking chance.
You're not down.
No.
You're not down.
No, fuck.
You're that insecure with yourself.
I'm not.
You care that much what other people think of you.
I wouldn't spend the money on that fucking.
You're so insecure that you can't rock a fucking onesie shorts.
Would you wear that jumpsuit. Fucking thing that Cam Newton's wearing right there?
Maybe not that color. That's some pink shit. I you know.
And some boat shoes. And that little hat. And some fucking aviators.
He's styling and profiling right now too. Look at that swag, that walk.
Fucking feeling himself.
Damn, the motherfucking rompums.
You think his center gets nervous when he sees that picture?
They can't be like, you know. What's the talk in the locker room?
All I hear when I see this picture is it's raining men. Okay.
It's some funky ass shit, man. Russell Westbrook, sorry, homie. Cam Newton already beat you to it. So, we're lucky you were already out of the playoffs, or you would have been fucking right up on this shit. This is right up your motherfucking alley. But you got beat. So now you just be following another man's trend. So now you just need Russell Westbrook. You, if you're paying attention, and you want to be Mr. One-Upper, you want to take this shit to a new... Just rock the onesie pajamas. With the little feeties, the little feety pajamas.
I rock those.
You rock them, and you fucking maybe you style them with some Jordans or some shit. And you rock that shit, because that's the only thing that's going to top this. Russell Westbrook, you got checkmated on this motherfucker.
Pull this shit off. I don't want to watch this shit anymore. Pull it to the real man on the right.
Okay. We breaking news. Breaking motherfucking news. We have a new mayor who actually turns out to be just down the motherfucking street.
Yeah.
We have a new mayor of Funner, California, which we found out is actually real close to San Diego. It's probably about 15 minutes away. Actually, from where we are now, it is probably about 25 minutes away. Down by Harris Casino, Rincon Casino in Valley Center, we have a new mayor of Funner, California, and his name is The Hoff.
David motherfucking Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff is the first mayor of a place called Funner, California.
Which, by the way, has a fucking badass pool.
What? What's a badass pool? Harris? Oh, yeah, Harris. I'm going next Thursday.
All right.
You know, you can pay for the day thing again.
Oh, yeah.
But it's $30.
Worth it.
Worth it. Fucking worth it. So fucking David, you know about this shit? This is
David Hasselhoff to fucking.
We got a commercial. We got a 30-second promo. Oh damn. Yo, they playing this. They're making a joke out of this. Yeah, you guys got to look up DavidHasselhoffOnline.com. He has his promo.
Don't you dare make fun of this man. He's the one that broke down the fucking
Knight Rider
wall.
Was a motherfucking shit. Baywatch was a motherfucking shit.
Yeah, beat my dick a million times to Baywatch.
Funner is just not a word. It's a place. Yep. And that place is ran by the Hoff, David Hasselhoff. You might remember David Hasselhoff from a classic drunk meltdown.
Pull that shit up.
You got you remember this shit?
David Hasselhoff got fucking wasted and his daughter videotaped him eating a cheeseburger laying on the floor.
Yeah, drunk. Let's type this shit in. Drunk. Eating cheeseburgers. Look at him. Bam. It was Carl's Jr. Oh, no. They did a commercial for him.
Did they?
Yeah. What? This homie's eating fucking stepped on cheeseburgers. It looks like he stomped on the bag before he ate them.
He's laying on the floor.
His daughter sounds smart as fuck, man. His daughter's raising him. Yo, David Hasselhoff's daughter's dropping the hammer on this fool, telling him there's no alcohol. You can't have any alcohol.
I think his daughter just got arrested, too, for fucking passing out drunk in the fucking freeway.
I mean, well, look at the example she was given. You see this Carl Jr. commercial? Oh, shit. Yo, that shit looks like trash. Oh, there it is. They put a... I guess he's eating eating a Carl's Jr. burger. He's smashing it in between his fingers like his Play-Doh. Yo, you gotta check out the David Hasselhoff band.
The third
time. The Hoff Burger. At Carl's Jr. You gotta check it out. It was banned. Man, what do you say about this dude being your fucking mayor?
I'm down.
You got a chance.
I fuck with it.
You got a chance to be a fucking mayor somewhere. This just gives you hope.
You see, we
Yo, my man look kind of in shape still. Man, look like
still
he's
running on the
still
beach.
Has a tan.
Still running on the beach, jumping out of boats.
Yeah. He got replaced by The Rock.
I don't buy that, man.
You see that? The Baywatch movie? Shit. Fucking David Hasselhoff, the mayor of Funner, California, which we just found out right before the show is right down the goddamn street.
Mm-hmm. You can go see him on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go check him out. Headed to Harris, Rincon Casino. I'll be at the Lazy River. Come holler at your boy.
Knight Rider?
If you holler at me, I'll buy you drinks. Not really.
No, you won't.
I know.
Broke bitch.
I always think of the homie Chonies. Chonies was saying he was going to come on.
Still alive? Or is he still working out?
He heard the last podcast where we called his ass out. I still haven't seen any new gym pictures.
Yeah, I didn't. Ever since we called
We haven't seen any gym pictures. He's gone. He's on hiding like our boy Whiskey was earlier in the week. The weights have beat him. Have they defeated him? Has he given up? We don't know what's going on.
Is he injured?
Did he pull something?
Maybe.
Is he waiting for his romper to wear to the fucking gym? What's the homie doing? Chonies.
I even heard a rumor Chonies might have came through today.
He said he was going to try to do some shit, but we knew better. We're on D, Chonies. Maybe he's just, still cleaning those fucking carpet shoes.
Do we need another wanted poster, missing poster?
We need to put one out. We need to put an APB out on Chonies. He might be at Harris right now. That's where to find Chonies. And a fucking
blackjack table.
Romp 'em onesie. Poolside. Getting rays. Be careful, chonies.
With some boat shoes and a little straw hat.
Use that SPF 80. Know you burn, homie. The pale face killer whale. Well, fuck, I think we got everything, man.
I think so, too.
Did we miss anything? This shit was flaming. Another classic episode in the fucking bank. Episode number fucking 5.
Covered everything.
We're up over an hour. Keep this shit short and sweet. Another one in the books. Stay tuned for episode 1 one day. We'll just fucking sprinkle it on you. Sprinkle me, man. But we're going to wrap this shit up, man. Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank. Check me out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Chris-Guy-5.
Peacekey Whiskey, a.k.a. Whiskey.
You going to get on this social media shit?
Maybe.
You can hit me up on Instagram at TheRealSethGecko.com. Or at TheRealSethGecko. And you're what? You got to make a Whiskey account. You got rid of that Whiskey account?
No, I think it's Whiskey TV.
Whiskey TV? We're going to do a Whiskey Sick podcast version here real soon. We're going to do a YouTube channel. Weren't you supposed to bring the shit to fucking start filming this shit?
Yeah, we will next week.
Just fucking guy.
Just download the fucking podcast.
You just got back
podcast.
In town from San Francisco, right?
It's been a rough weekend, okay? Just download the fucking podcast. Share it to your friends.
Yeah. Pass this shit on. Okay, we're on iTunes. Just search Whiskey Sick.
We're up to 3.5 downloads.
Yeah. It was fucking, somebody didn't even finish the fucking download. You asshole. And let's find out who you are. Couldn't even just wait the fucking 3 minutes for the whole episode.
Be a fucking team player.
Some dickhead shit. Anyways.
Chonies, get your ass back in the gym. I want to see you this week.
Get your ass up in here, too. Put the fucking weights down and pick up the mic. Alright, Whiskey Sick, Seth Gecko, Whiskey, outro.
Woke up about an hour late, fuck, I think the power stayed. All for dug a shallow grave, maybe now the sour taste left behind can now relate. Pupils now can dilate, I feel it now, it's coming how? Can I look in your eyes knowing I just lied to you? I told you things would be okay and I would like you to. Forgive me cause I'm having doubts and I might have to choose a different route cause I'm about to slap a motherfucker now. I told you once, won't say again, I'm not the one. You wanna go and fuck with when there's no place you can run. There's no place you can hide tonight, not even where you're from. I got the knot, I swear to God, I'll slap a motherfucker now. Woke up, wish I never did. Now I'm about to catch a bid for life and I know I'll probably die slow. Choking on pride that I won't swallow and follow the road. Traveled and raveled the most. Handled to stand up in toast. Bottles and followed, I'm ghost. Hollow, no sorrow, I'm dope. Highs and burger grips, the bitch, this is the shit that I'm on. Hit the switch and I'm gone. Since the lift to the throne. Bitch, you wish you could zone. Man to man, you can't withstand. You can't handle me, homie. The fuck you gonna do now? It's up to you, so choose how. World star, the proof's out. You could be the new found. Debo, knock the fuck out. Make trucks bounce when sugar rides through like two live crew with a new rival. Too soon, I knew that was too far to park cause you can't walk a block while in my fucking shoes. We'll talk shit, just got ugly. Ooh, wee, that shit goes hard. Believe it's no holds barred. I feel it now. It's coming how? Can I look in your eyes knowing I just lied to you? I told you things would be okay and I would like you to. Forgive me cause I'm having doubts and I might have to choose a different route cause I'm about to slap a motherfucker now. I told you once, won't say again, I'm not the one. You wanna go and fuck me when there's no place you can run. There's no place you can hide tonight, not even where you're from. I got the knot, I swear to God, I'll slap a motherfucker now. Facts against the ropes, I golly, finally go for broke and oddly. Make some change, I know I'll probably pay my dues. I'm fooling, I'll be out this bitch and up in yours, so fuck you. All these dreams, they seem to come alive, but when I reach, they run and hide. I bet they bleed and wonder why. I never sleep undisguised. Disguises days that fade to night. The moment I show no remorse, the doors just close. It's 40 floors to the top. Shorty, adore you, but got a switch from Prince to ditch before they bore me with plots. Theories, you feel me? I'm not. Clean the seams, beating the heater, stored in the gut. Forsaken surveillance tape, I may have saved and forgot. To break when they knock, fucking, I'm taking a shot. Cock, take aim with the dot. Boxed up, then it's locked. Forever, ever, forever, ever. You feel it now? It's coming how? Can I look in your eyes knowing I just lied to you? I told you things would be okay and I would like you to. Forgive me cause I'm having doubts and I might have to choose a different route cause I'm about to slap a motherfucker now. I told
told you once, won't say again, I'm not the one. You wanna go and fuck me when there's no place you can run. There's no place you can hide the knot, not even where you're from. I got the knot, I swear to God, I'll slap a motherfucker now. You and I both know that you don't want it, you don't ride. You about it, you ain't shit, I see it in your eyes. One day you gon' see me, when you see me, you gon' hide. You ain't got it, you ain't shit, and motherfucker.